Jim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish, mighty odd. He had a tongue both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. Now Tim had a sort of a tippling way, with the love of the liquor he was born. And to help him with his work each day, he did drop of the crater every morn. Wakeful the dance to your partner, wilt the floor your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. One morning Tim was rather full. His head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell from the ladder and broke his skull. So they carried him home, his corpse to wake. They rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed, with a gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Ooh, wakeful the dad and dance to your partner, welt the floor your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. His friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs.
Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. River run, past Eve and Adams, from swerve of shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious vicus of recirculation back to Howth Castle and environs. Sir Tristram, Viola de Mores, fra o'er the short sea, had Passancor re-arrived from North Armorica, on this side the scraggy isthmus of Europe Minor, to wielder fight his peninsulate war. Nor had Top Sawyer's rocks by the stream Oconee exaggerated themselves to Lawrence County's Georgios, while they went doubling their mumper all the time. Nor a voice from afar bellowed, "Misha, Misha," to Tauf Tauf Thuart Petrick. Not yet, though very soon after, had a kid's cad butt-ended a bland old Isaac. Not yet, though all's fair in Vanity, were Sozy Sesters wrought with Twone Nathanjo. Rotta Pekapa's malt had Jem or Shen brewed by Arclight, and Rory End to the Reckonbrow was to be seen rinksome on the aquaface. The Fall. Ba 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 dal gara takaminaron con bron tonaron to antun truvara who non scon to who horden and turnock. Of a once Wall Street old par, is retailed early in bed and later on life down through all Christian minstrelsy. The great fall of the off wall entailed at such short notice the fichut of Finnegan, erst solid man, that the humpty hillhead of himself promptly sends an inquiring one well to the west in quest of his tumpty tumtoes. And their upturned pike point and place is at the knock out in the park, where oranges have been laid to rust upon the green since Devlin's first loved Livy. What clashes here of wills gen wants? Oystery gods gagging fishy gods. Prekak, kakak, 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 coax, coax, coax. Uolu, 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 quah. Where the Badlery's partisans are still out to math master Malachus McGrain's, and the Verdens catapulting the cannibalistics out of the white boys of Hoodie Head, Asia Gates and Boomering Stroms. Sods brood, be me fear. San Glorian save. Arms appeal with larms appalling. Killy, kill, killy. Atal, atal. What chance cuddlies? What cashels aired and ventilated? What bid me to love seduced by what tego te absolvers? What true feeling, for there's hair air with what strong voice of false Jacob? Oh, hear, hear, how hot sprawled met the dusked the father of fornicationists. But, oh, my shining stars and body, how hath fain spanned most high heaven the sky's sign of soft advertisement? But was is oit? Ere were sewers. The oaks of old, now they lie in peat, yet elms leap where asks lay. Fall if you but will, rise you must, and none so soon either shall the farce for the nonce come to a set-down secular finish. Big Mr. Finnegan, of the Stuttered in Hand, Freeman's Mora, lived in the broadest way imaginable in his rush-lit too far back for messages before Joshua and Judges